participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in Radio Land.
Millionaire and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting to an awful lot of time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on the Tuesday, September 24th.
Right.
And phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Hey, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hey.
Con, that's how you start a show.
Bingo.
You know what we should do right now? We should just pack up this dog and pony show and go home.
Can't get any better.
That's great. See you tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What's up?
No, we're kidding.
All right.
You know, that kind of joke in the current climate makes management nervous.
Yeah. So we're kidding, of course.
We're joking. We're joking. We're kidding.
We didn't have anything to fill the time with except for the tone.
Right.
I mean, and a lot of stations would flip out if we just came on the air and always said, well, listen, see you later. Yeah. Bye.
What's up?
And there was absolutely nothing there.
They'd really go crazy.
They don't
like
that.
Hey, pardon our little humor. We're just having a little fun.
It was a perfect open to the show. I'm sure it's all downhill from here.
There's no question it will be, but it's in the script when it goes downhill.
That's right.
I mean, that's sad when you've just started your job. You're
yes.
5 minutes into your job and you realize
right.
you've already hit the peak.
I know. It's terrible, isn't
it? I mean, you know, really, I just feel goodbye.
Yeah.
We can do no better.
Goodbye.
What's up? Dave, now we're just pissing people off.
Yeah, I suppose.
Now...
Can we stop doing all this walking?
Now we're just pissing people off.
I understand,
That's
Dave.
That's all we're doing. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. How about your number one fantasy draft pick last night? Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Hope you're enjoying their broadcast thus far. I am, certainly, very much so. I guess it's my show now, so I'd like to say...
No, I don't want this to turn into a caller show.
I give this guy a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Stepped up to the plate and he filled the time.
You're on the ball. Now, listen, let me address... I'm glad you brought this up. Let me address two facts. First,
yes.
I am a seer. I am a sage.
Yeah, you've corrected the problem.
I have benched Kurt Warner. I picked up Tom Brady, who scored 92 points for me this week. However, also...
Goddamn.
Please do let me say this. Kurt Warner is a fag. He should not be playing football. He should be a cheerleader for the St. Louis Rams. And if given the opportunity on today's show, I will call the St. Louis Rams and attempt to tell Kurt Warner that he needs to buy tampons.
Wow.
That his performance last night was, you know, you really... Seriously.
How far they've fallen.
I mean, no offense to anybody listening who might be retarded. Hi, Tom. But you could put a retard behind the center of the St. Louis Rams last night, and you would get that same end-over-end pass. You know, it wasn't even a spiral that Kurt Warner was throwing last night.
His hand. His bad hand.
His hand.
These
well,
hands are touched by God.
Kurt Warner is dead to me. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, speaking of the God thing, where was his God last night now, see?
Yeah, where's your Messiah now?
Where's your Messiah now, see?
Kurt Warner, St. Louis Rams, eh?
Don and Mike, hello?
Yeah, you guys are like going to a strip club with all this teasing. The door closes, I'm looking forward to the all-collar show. I thought you had balls.
Not a guess. No, listen, we got balls. You know what? We proved we had balls the day we attempted the all-collar show.
Oh, come on. Just because a couple idiots from Reston got through.
don't blame
near the big city responsible.
Listen, don't blame Reston. That was a nationwide effort that led to the demise of the all-caller show.
Prince George's County and Sacramento are not nationwide.
I do not think that we really should...
Sir, we are on in 56 cities.
All-caller show!
You know what? Here's the deal. He mentions my county, which I no longer live in.
Yeah.
Prince William County. And you know what? Prince William County sunk the all-caller show.
I would like Sam Hoff to call back.
I think you said PG County.
Did you say Prince William or PG?
PG County.
No, it's Prince William County that sunk the show.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Sam Hoff should call back in because you guys are on the short end of the stick lately.
I think it was more than one caller who sunk the all-caller show.
This gentleman has a tremendous amount of negative energy.
He's out of our lives, Mike.
Thank God.
He's Kurt Warner to us. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. The city of Green Bay idolizes Joe Arringer.
And rightly so.
There you go.
My social mate.
They should caramelize his intestines like they have the great Vince Lombardi.
I had a great time firing him three times the other night.
Don and Mike, hello.
Why is KHTK dropping their drops into your blank time?
Now, explain to me.
That wouldn't surprise me. Did they do that?
This is the joy of being on in Sacramento Live again. We get to hear how they F with the show.
Oh,
they cannot let the show go. The idiot has to go and put his morning drop in twice.
What drop in did they play?
Let's
say it again.
Let's Phantom, what's up?
Now, both Mike and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what is your problem with Sacramento, by the way?
You.
What have we ever done to you?
This is you, the board op.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we're dancing for the board. We're dancing for the board up.
And Rob is now becoming highly explicit with today's version of the Sacramento dance.
Oh, Rob, I don't even want to see that.
Can you at least try to explain what the Sacramento dance is?
We have, sir, on many occasions.
No.
Yes. See, and this is, see, there's the attitude. There's the... That is the attitude you need to live in Sacramento, that...
Hey, Mike, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be able to have that second marriage, okay?
Hey.
You'd be bankrupt by now.
F-U-F, ball. This is the problem. This is like every Sacramento caller.
Hey, Mike, do you think that second marriage had a decline in anything to do with your memberships to two country clubs?
No, absolutely not, sir. But, boy, you seem to know a lot about me.
I love you, Mike.
I agree. I second it. F you, sir.
But that board up, so apparently when we were doing our little sketch, our little opening sketch decided to throw his own crap in there.
Don't F with the show.
Stop that.
If we want to do something where we're going to walk off and have silence, then we're going to walk off and we're going to have silence, goddammit. Silence! Blinded me with silence.
Science. Good heavens, you're beautiful.
Oh, that's science, not silence. Right, she blinded me with science.
Science.
I don't know why we have opened up the dumbass parade today on the telephones. For goodness sakes, it's too warm for me to be wearing my Sean Combs Puff Daddy outfit, but we today are pimps because we really got to get us some more women for strip trivia tomorrow on the Donna Mike Show.
We have 4 or 5 so far.
We got 7 fillies.
Oh, not enough.
Thus far.
We need 20.
And we need more women. This is for the greatest prize ever.
Mm-hmm. A trip to Hawaii.
A trip to Hawaii, to Honolulu, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Courtesy of the Damon Wayans Show on ABC.
To the Pink Tunnel.
My wife and kids. No, the name of the place is the Pink Palace.
Oh, okay.
Of the Pacific, the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Girls, call now.
Please.
And listen, because we are attempting, and keep in mind the word attempting, to run the show on a semi-schedule now, to try to end the show within the 4-hour parameters.
You get called to the woodshed again.
Daily battle.
Ouch.
Daily battle, Mike.
You get yourself called to that woodshed again.
Sure did. Tomorrow, when we play strip trivia, we're going to start right at 3 o'clock East Coast time, 12 noon West Coast time. I mean, we're going to start by meeting the contestants.
Absolutely.
So you got to
You won't hear anything from us.
I'd really like, that's the plan.
All right.
I'd like you to start the show and say, here are your contestants.
Good.
So by the end of the show, we're not having to rush and rush and rush.
Very good.
We have plenty of time. So if you're going to play, you got to be here at 2:45 tomorrow at WJFK.
Yeah.
And we need girls.
Girls!
877-365-3636.
Lovely girls. Girls!
All of our lines are jammed right now. I guarantee you.
They're all guys.
Oh, yeah. They're all guys.
They're all sausages.
We just got to clear this out and get some cons on the phone.
We don't want a sausage party.
It's con time. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, man.
Hello, see, it's a guy.
It's our first sausage.
Love you, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing, Buzz?
Hey, all right.
Hey, I wasn't listening when they were asking about girls calling in.
This is Charles in Mobile. Love, glad to have you on live. I'd rather have your silence live than not have you live.
Thank you, my friend, from Mobile, Alabama.
Well,
Don and Mike show. Mike, why did you flip him off?
Felt like it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, and Buzz.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a quick question for you, and it's actually a serious question.
That's what we need right now is a serious question.
Nothing like a comedy radio show with a serious question.
Well, you might be able to shed some light with your vast knowledge.
Yes.
The lady who keeps getting all this attention because she beat her kid and they caught it on camera.
Yes.
You have something like that, and they just keep throwing your face constantly, but yet here I'm in Louisiana, and in Alexandria, Louisiana, about, I think, the next day, they had a 4-year-old girl who got found in a closet who had been starved and who had been beat with an electrical cord for a long period of time.
Oh.
I never heard anything about that on the national news, but you had this stupid woman.
Congratulations. You've just made that a national story. Thank you.
Well, all right.
Goodbye.
The other story had video, which is what TV news is
about. Yeah, I mean, that's all TV news is about. I mean, that's the answer to his question because it was on video. That's why. Congratulations to Greg Garcia for having the soothsaying sight
to have that be the subject of the very first Yesteryear.
Good planning.
It was just uncanny with all this child abuse in the news that they actually had a show about spanking. Wow, he must have some giant crystal ball.
I'm like, you know what? He is our former intern.
He is. That's what it is.
He's our former intern.
He knew. He got that from you. The gift I call the gift of sight.
How funny is that? That a guy who used to go to Roy Rogers and get us food is now executive producer of the hit CBS comedy Yesteryear.
Amazing.
Speaking of hit CBS comedies, will we ever hear from Leah Remini again?
Will we?
Will I? I'm asking you guys. Will we ever hear from her again?
Well, I watched the show last night. The premiere.
You were the one. I mean, probably the one in this room.
It was very funny. It was about Jerry and Kevin sleeping together.
Something tells me that...
Buzz, don't laugh.
Sorry.
Now, come on now.
Buzz, if you can read between Mike's lines, Mike was mocking the show.
No. Now, hold on.
I'm not hanging you out to dry on this. I give you my word...
Because if she does, do reach her.
No, as one of
I miss her. I was actually going through my magazines, and I saw that cover of Stuff magazine.
Yeah. As a member of one of the only two recession-proof businesses in America, I give you my word that I will not use that against you. If Ms. Remini ever calls back.
All right. It sucked.
I'll tell you this about that. Hi, Jeff.
Did you think it sucked?
Yeah, I did. Especially the storyline with Leah, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, where she's working with the uncooperative employees.
Right. It's just horrible.
Every bit as funny in high def, too.
I got to talk to you about that.
You're not still not getting it?
No.
Why do they say
it's presented on the bottom of every CBS show?
What about Zenith? I mean, do I need a Zenith thing?
Well, you have a decoder box and everything, right? You have to tune into the UHF feed, which is channel 2.
Oh, Rob, do this off the air. Do this off the air.
I mean, so I couldn't just go to 9?
No.
No, I should have called you. God, I should have called you. God damn it, I should have called you last night.
And you guys were all watching the wrong show.
I was so lazy.
Monday night, what you want to watch is the Monday Night Countdown on ESPN. And the reason you want to watch it, it's very simple. Since ABC has John Madden doing Monday Night Football, that means he has to do a spot on ESPN since ABC owns ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And last night...
He hates it.
It was the third week in a row when it's a split screen and it's Stuart Scott...
Oh, so Stuart Scott is the regular host now?
With John Madden, yeah.
Stuart, I have no talent, Scott.
And you see John Madden, and John Madden... and now I'm going to have to watch you because he's coming on the show soon... his hands are starting to show a little age.
A little spotted hand action?
Yeah, and he's got that thing where he's just holding on to the microphone for dear life, and you see the...
He's got that meat hook anyway, you know, that big ham that he has for a hand.
Spots on his hand, and he's just standing in the stadium in Tampa, and they got Stuart Scott, and Stuart Scott is doing an intro where he says... John, I want to tell you, the brothers are on fire. They got the booyah, biddy diddy, bow, bow, them going. Kurt Warner doesn't know where left from his right is up and down. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, he's just throwing all of his booyah, Yahtzee, fire drill, all of his cliches are being thrown, all of Stuart Scott's trademark cliches are being thrown into his introduction for the question with John Madden. And what makes for great television is watching John Madden just looking into the camera, and it's obvious he has the earpiece, and he has no freaking idea what Stuart Scott is saying to him.
Right.
As a matter of fact, now I think it's the second week in a row that when Stuart Scott got done with his intro with all the booyahs and Bo Diddy and Brother God name, and all, John Madden said, I think you were asking me if the Rams have a chance.
Are they doing it enough to make it a shtick that if they do it 2 weeks in a row? Do you think they're doing it as kind of like Madden just being sticking with the?
No, Madden. You can tell. You know, I say this about John Madden. I think he's the real deal. I think what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. He's looking at the camera. He's not doing it for laughs. I mean, if you've ever seen his Rent-A-Center commercials, you know he's an awful actor.
How many people do you think were watching Monday Night Countdown last night? I mean, since you've adopted...
Besides me?
Since you've adopted that show as the alternative to the premieres on our home network, CBS.
Probably... Probably just me.
You completely abandoned the CBS lineup last night.
You look a little bit Raymond. I like Raymond, and right. I go to Raymond when they're doing the beginning of Monday Night Football, which all of a crap I don't care about.
And congratulations to Everybody Loves Raymond for writing a show that appealed to me so personally last night with all the marriage counseling. It was fascinating. I really felt like CBS was speaking to me last night. I really did.
Did they?
Fell asleep before CSI, though, and I really wanted to watch that. I wouldn't have fallen asleep if I'd had it in high def.
Yeah. High def.
But it was fascinating.
Never trust high def if it's CBS high def. CBS high def probably means that they just... You know on your screen how you can control contrast and color?
Mm-hmm.
They probably just turn up the contrast or the color knob on the master switch there.
Will all CBS's programming be in high def this year?
Every primetime program except for reality shows and sports. And some sports, but not all sports.
You know what? And what about the other networks?
Well, in this city, ABC doesn't matter, and NBC is doing most of their primetime and the Tonight Show.
Okay. All right, great. I'm sorry. I'm being very selfish.
Mike, you asked him all of this stuff yesterday off the air.
Yeah, I know, and I just thought that I'd be able to turn it on and it would be there. You know, this dog and pony show, I really wish that they would get on their pony and get this technology implemented.
You are expecting too much out of high-definition television.
I love it.
On regular television, you're expecting too much.
I love it so passionately. I will watch shows that I would normally not watch because of high-definition television.
You're going to need a big antenna because what you need to get the networks is a UHF reception out of D.C.
Rob, please, off the air. Off the air.
What do you mean,
Mike? Mike.
I can't get it with my dish.
No. All right. Bye, everybody.
Sucks. Now, I can't tell you how bad that is.
If everybody can just control themselves.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everybody can have an outlet.
No, don't worry. I won't worry about it anymore.
Everybody can have an outlet for whatever they want to discuss on the air. Let's just all try to keep it within the realm of entertainment. That's all I ask.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, now, still guys on the phone.
Yeah.
Where are the women? Well, Joe keeps screening guys.
Joe!
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Did you see at the end of the game, did you see Kurt Warner get blocked on his last interception?
Warren Sapp knocked Kurt Warner so hard last night.
That's just like the icing on the cake.
And it was the last interception.
He ran it for a touchdown.
50 seconds left. Warren Sapp pancaked him. Just knocked the crap out of him.
That sucks when you're having, like, the worst night of your career, and then you get, you know, to make matters worse, you get put into the turf.
Knocked him out. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call, my friend, but you are not a con. We are looking strictly for our wonderful female listeners to call now, because we are pimping this hard.
Yes. Pimp it hard, baby.
We are your pimp daddies for tomorrow's strip trivia.
Wonderful. Wonderful calls.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, fellas?
No, you're a guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
Disqualified.
Hello.
You're a guy. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm a guy, but I got...
You're a guy. No.
You know, we may need Buzz to do his low voice seduction pimp.
Yeah,
we've had that work before.
Did you get the sex music out, Rob?
That has worked before when, you know, you and I have this kind of over the top hard sell that doesn't always, well, I have to tell you, doesn't always bring the ladies in. But this man,
go Buzz.
Hey, baby. Wouldn't you really like to go to Hawaii? You laying on the beach, soaking up the sun with that beautiful body of yours? Call us now. Play strip trivia. Do something adventurous. Get crazy with the Don and Mike show. Come on, baby, call. Come on.
Call. I don't want to say that he's got the magic touch.
He does have the magic touch.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You tell me that man is not...
Oh, yeah.
He is not a Vag Magnus.
Absolutely.
Damn, Buzz.
Listen to that. Immediately.
How come you dance so good?
I don't know.
Hello, who is this, please?
Maria.
Maria, where are you from?
Well, I live on Quantico.
You want to play tomorrow?
Sure.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't know. A long time ago, somebody told me Gloria Estefan, but I don't see it.
How about now?
I look the same.
The same.
Do you look now like that lady that was in As Good As It Gets that played the maid for Greg Kinnear?
I haven't seen that.
Open up the windows and see what God is smiling at.
Listen, you're in. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on a second. See you tomorrow. And Mike, Buzz has done it again.
Wow.
Incredible. Hello, Jennifer.
Yes.
You want to play street trivia?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Buzz that did it for you?
Oh, no, you guys did it for me.
Oh,
hey.
Look at that. That's a score two for the fat guys.
Bingo.
There you go. Fatso's two. Small shirts one. Jennifer, where are you from?
I live in Tawnytown.
You live in Hornytown?
It's called Tawnytown. It's north of Westminster.
Toontown?
Westminster, Maryland.
Do you look like Jessica Rabbit?
More of a cross between, Meg Ryan and Jodie Foster.
I like the Meg Ryan part. Yeah. You can't go wrong with the Meg Ryan part.
Yeah, but,
but whenever we hear that Jodie Foster thing brought in...
That's an alarm, but still, you're in.
All right.
Hold on. We'll see you tomorrow, Jennifer.
Okay.
Oh, you got to be at least 21. Are you a 21?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Hold on a second. Thank you, darling.
Whenever Jodie Foster's brought in, you got about a 100% chance of the anus eyes.
It happens, man.
I understand, Dave.
Buzz, we thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We thank you. The lines will be open until we get at least two more girls.
Good.
We got to get at least two more.
Call me. Absolutely.
Oh, do you want to do it again, Buzz?
Yeah, go ahead. Anytime you need it. Sure. Now, maybe just tweak it up just a little bit. You look so hot. You really should be lying on that beach getting tan, soaking up the warm sun. Come on, play strip trivia. Give us a call. Win that trip to Hawaii.
Yes, add something personal, Buzz.
Do it for me.
Who are you?
Come on. I'm Buzz. I'll take care of you. Come on. Just call me.
All right, well, we'll just wait for the floodgates to open.
Oh, God, that kills me.
One or two more broads calling in. You know what, Buzz?
Yeah, yeah, he does it.
You got to give you your props.
He might be the official guy for it.
Hello, Sue.
Hi.
God knows, Mike, you and I think of all the hours we've wasted.
Sure.
Begging women, and all it takes is 28 seconds for old tight shirt there.
Well, you know, maybe it's fair that he does all the pimping, because when the show starts with strip trivia, he sits in the back and stares at us.
Hey, Sue, hi.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Where are you from?
I am from Annandale, actually.
How old are ye?
I am 21.
Perfect age.
Yes.
21. And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Jessica Alba.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dark
God.
Angel,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my
winner.
God.
Ooh. Winner. Hold on a second, please.
Thanks.
If we get one more girl, well, that'll make 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, but we'll take more.
Oh, sure. That'll make. Well, we'll have more than enough if we get just one more girl to call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy, guys.
Oh, Tom, get out of here, Tom.
God.
Why did you even scream that? It was just a line that was on hold.
It's all right.
May I ask Lisa Herndon for a list of women now to see how many girls we have up? Oh, hold on, Buzz. You've done it again. Hello, Angela.
Hi, guys.
Oh, this is going to be a great chance to do my Tony Danza. Oh, Angela. thank you.
Thank you.
Who's the boss? Tony Danza. Angela. Angela, where are you from?
Silver Spring.
How old are you, honey?
23.
You want to play?
I sure do.
Celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Laura Linney.
Oh, my God, is she hot.
Was
I love her.
Was it Buzz that did it?
Yeah, it's all Buzz.
There you go.
That's all Buzz.
All right.
There you go.
I love that Laura. I love me that Laura Linney.
Yeah.
I love me that girl.
She won an Emmy the other night.
Yes,
she did.
The Truman Show. She's hot.
She's very hot.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And I should do it.
Waiting for the list.
Lisa?
Ms. Herndon.
Buzz, would you call Lisa in?
Lisa, baby. Go into the studio for a minute. Come on, Lisa. 5, 4, 3. Lisa, we need to see you now, baby. Come on,
Buzz.
Come on, Lisa. We miss you.
Do you think she's immune to you, Buzz?
Maybe she's immune. She'd be in here already if she was. She's immune to your powers.
Wow.
Powers. Paging, Mrs. Herndon.
Oh.
Mrs. Herndon.
Here she comes.
Oh, she was doing something. She's wiping her brow, Buzz.
It's
look at that.
Hot.
Oh, man, look at that hair.
We're all doing
these. Hey, guys.
This is like Acting Tuesday.
What do we got?
Sorry, I was speaking with the last girl, Sue.
Uh-huh.
How many you got there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Joe's speaking to right now, so I've got 10 girls.
And look at the great lines.
10. And then any other ones? You know what that is? That's gravy.
Yeah.
Sign them up.
I love gravy.
Sign them up. We don't even need to talk to them on the air. But girls, keep calling.
Yeah.
Keep calling. And fellas, I know you're wondering, Before the end of today's show, we will give the guys a chance to call to play.
But not now.
Yeah, later. It's always the last thing in the show. Because there's no problem with guys coming down and showing us their D's and B's.
Yeah, it takes about 8 seconds.
Guys love, you know, we could be giving away pencils.
Right.
And guys will come down to pull their pants down.
Amen.
Guys love just getting naked.
I know.
So, guys, hold on. Girls, our lines will still be open for you, but this is looking promising.
Girls.
For tomorrow's Hawaiian edition of Strip Trivia.
All right.
Now, if I could just, if I could tell you something here that I hope doesn't bore you. Remember about, a month or so ago, I was really, really ragging this douchebag from Washington Post, Bob Levy.
Yeah.
About the Send a Kid to Camp campaign, about
right.
how he was using his column in the Post.
Yes.
He's supposed to be a guy who writes about topical stuff.
Yes.
And instead he takes the space to write about how, you know, you should send a kid to camp and what a great guy he is. And I found out that he donates himself $250.
Right.
So I donated $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And never got my name in the newspaper.
Right.
As most other people who send money did.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, when I got home, I received this card from the Washington Post.
Okay.
A little postcard.
Very nice.
And as you can see on the back, it says, "Many thanks for your generous contribution, Bob Levy," and it's a stamp.
Oh, it's a
it's
mass-produced.
Like a computer-generated thing. It's not even a stamp. To call it a stamp would be an insult to an actual
right.
somebody actually mm-hmm. taking the,
didn't
the,
even do that.
The thing and putting it
no,
in.
It's probably mass-produced.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like done with a computer.
Crank them out.
Probably done by staff.
There mm-hmm. you go. So, Bob Levy. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. And that's the Washington Post stationery there. So that's done by staff members.
And also, again, at no expense to Bob.
None.
None to Bob Levy.
You don't care. There you go.
Bob Levy.
What are you going to do with it?
Took my Chevy to the Levy, and the Levy was dry. Mike, what I'm going to do with it during a commercial break?
Take it down the hall.
I'm going to color it. I'm going to color it.
Return to sender.
I'm going
to
color it red and brown.
There you go.
Colors
of honor. I'm sorry to hear about that.
Then I am going to
wow.
send it back. Send it back to him. Okay, now today's show. Oh, we have a trip to Iceland to give away on the show.
Fantastic. I'll
tell you how we're going to do that shortly. Got a great... actually, this is a skit. That we're going to play out if we have time on today's show. Have you ever noticed at the end of Larry King or Oprah, they say, for a transcript of today's show,
right?
Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, on October 11th, on his TV show on CNN, Larry King had as his guest Julie Nixon Eisenhower.
Last October 11th?
Yeah, just you know, like a month ago.
Well, how could it be October 11th?
August 11th.
Oh, August 11th.
August.
Okay.
My apologies. Mike, I'm sorry. I was looking somewhere else. I was looking right here. Hello?
I was just confused.
Jen?
Hi.
That's where I was looking.
Is this another contestant?
Sure is.
Hi, Jen.
It is. Hi.
Hi. Where are you from, Jen?
Centerville.
You want to play?
Absolutely.
Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told, too, so it's a cross between Courtney Cox and Angelina Jolie.
Oh,
my.
Baby.
Wow.
Baby.
Did you did you respond to Mr. Burbank's plea?
No, it was you guys. All the way.
Oh, listen to that. Huh?
Good answer. Another one for the fat guys.
How about that?
Thank you, honey. We'll see you tomorrow, Jen.
Okay, great.
Hold on a second.
We're going to have a real good stable.
That's right. You want a stock market tip right now? I'm going to give you one right now.
Okay.
It's not too late to call your broker. 25 minutes till the market closes today. Jergens hand lotion.
Buy now.
And right now, you call them and you say, buy all the Jergens stock you can.
Yeah, find out what their parent company is, though.
Also, Kleenex tissues.
Yeah, maybe they're under the same umbrella.
Beach towels.
Maybe they're all under, like, Johnson & Johnson.
Pons, I think.
So, anyway, Larry King on his show on August 11th is interviewing Richard Nixon's daughter,
Julie,
and they discuss Nixon and his love of Elvis.
All right.
And We actually sent it for the transcript.
So we could play it out and do a little playlist?
Yeah, and I mean, it's not a goof. We didn't, it's not like Rob and I going back to one of our famous writing sessions.
Right.
This is an actual interview.
Should I get ready?
Yeah, we'll do this coming up. You're going to be him and I'll be her.
Very good. You're not vigorous.
And I've got something else that really I think we should devote some time to. Really great stuff in the tabloids this week, including one story in particular. In the new tabloids, you've got Dr. Phil, the love cheat, about how he cheated on his first wife.
Well, that's fine.
You've got Nutty Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
You've got another woman who says Robert Blake tried to kill her. You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger afraid of spiders.
Wow.
But this is the pièce de résistance. Kathy Lee takes cheating Frank back to the scene of the crime.
Oh, dear.
The hotel that Giff banged the stewardess in?
Oh, no.
Kathy Lee made him spend the night there. They went to the same hotel.
Oh, boy.
And
the same room.
I believe...
Did they do it in the same room?
Room 521.
You're going to bang me in there, Giff. You're going to bang me like you banged that stew.
Same room. Poor Giff.
Giff. What, is he 80 now?
How many years ago was, and I'm not advocating anybody, bang anybody besides your wife, but for God's sakes, at some point, you know, how long ago did Giff...
What is the statute of limitations?
Hasn't he finished that sandwich yet?
How long ago did Giff bang that stew?
Right.
That has to be now 5 years ago.
Sure.
And this con will not let it go. She will not let it go, Mike.
Yeah, that man. And so I can't believe she took him back to the hotel.
Well, there's a great story that's got a picture of them going into the hotel. It's got the hotel. It's got people from the hotel who are quoted.
Oh, she looks gross.
She doesn't look good. You know, she's looking more and more like Regis's wife.
Yeah, looks like Joy Philbin. She's looking like more and more like that lady on All My Children.
However,
not One Life to Live, like Joy Philbin on One Life to Live.
You know who's still looking good, though?
Who's that?
That's stewardess. Susan Johnson.
Oh. Susan Johnson. But, I mean, you know, that's that. How long ago was that picture taken?
Probably around the time she was banging Giff.
Yeah, yeah.
Around the time she was in Playboy.
And she had the big yabos, too.
My God. As a matter
of fact... Hey, I'm a quarterback. I'm a running back. Yeah.
Not that I got a thing for her. But, Rob, if you were to run upstairs, I know exactly where it is. My desk.
You still have it?
Upper right-hand drawer.
You have pictures of Susan Johnson?
I've still got the issue.
The Playboy?
Will you run upstairs?
Your desk, top right
drawer. My desk, top right drawer. I bet you it's still there.
Right. Pull that hand out of there if you feel something sticky.
I will bet you it's still there.
Really? The photographs of Susan Johnson.
In Playboy. That girl, for whatever reason, she had the finest boobage I've ever seen.
I don't remember the photo spread that you're talking about.
I'm sure... And I have not, you know, I sit at the desk, but I don't open the drawers.
Right.
So, I mean, it pretty much, if you go up to my desk, you're going to find, you're going to open one drawer, and there's like, what it is really is like a hamper that if I get a shirt at work, if we get free shirts,
right,
a lot of times I'll just take the T-shirt off that I'm wearing and just put it in the hamper.
Yeah.
Put it there in the drawer of my desk.
Right.
That's pretty much all I got happening at my desk is dirty clothes, or when I spill something on a shirt,
take it off.
I take it off and I go to
That's why you do a lot of the show's topless also.
Sure. Well, also, that's at your request.
Yes, I will. I like
and it. Vice versa.
I know.
Vice versa.
I like drinking it.
And boy, did Mike and I love beating up that manager for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. Oh, we sure did.
That day we jumped out of the stands with our shirts off.
Man, it was so much fun. Guy.
He did flip us off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. You know, everybody says he didn't do anything. It was just us because we were drunk.
God damn right.
Come on.
Drunk with our shirts off.
Give me a break.
But this Susan Johnson.
Susan Johnson. The same name of Arthur's love interest on Arthur,
That's
the
right.
non-Liza Minnelli. Susan Johnson. You can't depend on that light.
Arthur, you're going to marry Susan Johnson.
Oh, no. Congratulations, Arthur. You're going to be a wealthy man for the rest of your life.
Uncle Peter.
Great movie. Great movie except for Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Yeah, although
I mean,
you know
Liza Minnelli ruined the movie.
I can get past Liza when I'm watching Arthur.
Yeah, you can.
But when you watch Arthur 2 on the rocks,
when it's all Liza,
that's when you cannot. Was it there, Rob?
It was. Your door was locked. That's why it took me so long.
It was there. 1997, 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, 5 years
ago. 5 years,
and she's still making him suffer. You know, and he's an old man.
There it is, Mike. There it is.
I know you love her.
I know what I like. And I'm telling you, I like this whore. I like the Susan Johnson whore. Let me find her pictures. Hold on a second.
Hit the button.
Yeah.
There she is. And now with the magazine.
Now he hit the button.
Hey, look at that. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that.
Those are large.
Look at that. City talk.
Yeah, but you know, she's in that position.
All right, hold on.
Is she in a position where...
How about there? Can't argue with him.
She looks like the granny in Playboy.
You are so wrong.
It looks like a tube sock full of BBs.
No, you're looking at it from across the room. Look up close. Those are some beautiful.
Those are dangerous. Those nipples.
Teats.
Those nipples are dangerously close to pointing straight down at the
Mike,
floor.
It is because the teeth itself. Is of such a gigantic proportion.
It is. I will give you that.
But keep in mind, you've got to add 5 years to those.
Yeah.
And you know what? They didn't get any better.
In 5 years, they have not gotten better.
I don't doubt that.
That's five long years. Over 250
Let me
weeks
point
of gravity.
Out one photo to you.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to find the best example.
Don't ruin it, though. I've saved it.
I'm sorry. I know it means a lot to you.
It's the only piece of pornography I've ever saved.
And I know I get upset when you diss the women that I love.
You and your high societies all over our coffee. Table upstairs.
Those get sent to me as a complimentary gift. No, I'm not going to do that to you.
You know what?
You go enjoy. If you've held on to it for that long, you enjoy yourself.
I have.
He does.
It's just not my cup of tea.
Mm.
No.
Why is my cup of tea? Would I give anything to...
I guarantee I could find you a woman in that magazine that would be my cup of tea.
I'm sure.
And they wouldn't necessarily be fake either.
Something like that. Some garbage slut like
no,
that.
No, Jesus. What? No, I didn't call your
girl. That girl's a garbage slut.
Yeah, not a
this is old. This
like
is her. Old. This is like old.
Fuck, it's 1997.
No, this is Playmate Revisited. You pointed to a picture that was like 1970-something. All right, hold on. Let me just see.
Go all towards right. The middle. You're going towards the back.
All right, like right here. Right there.
God, right. Stop it. Give me my magazine back.
Wait.
Give me my pornography back.
Hold on.
It's not yours to read.
Wait a second.
I don't want to share it with you. Give it back, or I'm going to put my shirt back on. I just want to.
I hate Playboy. God, I hate Playboy.
Yeah, I know. Because you want.
Sometimes
you want. Pink.
Here we go.
They just hired the maximum editor.
I finally found it. This page. Right here, lower left-hand corner. Turn it around, lower left-hand corner.
That is Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, all right.
In the movie Jerry Maguire.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
That's a black man, Mike.
Oh, dear.
A handsome black man.
Well, I think he looks stunning in that.
Well, all I know is that Susan Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson.
She does it for me.
Susan Johnson.
Christ, she does it for me. She,
you know who I've come around on? I was watching a movie called Woman on Top this morning.
Mm-hmm. Penelope Cruz?
Yes.
I have changed
my view of Penelope
not
Cruz.
Not me. Mm-hmm. Not me.
Just on her whole persona, she's got that kind of cute Latin sexy thing going.
Too swarthy. Too swarthy.
Well, I guarantee if you lifted up boob number one on Susan Johnson, what you'd find under there would be land o' swarth.
Probably a can of cat food.
Can of cat food, ice rink.
Well, I don't know. I'd do her.
Now,
I don't know.
Rob brings up the most salient point, though, is 5 years down the road, what do you think they're looking like? Right now, nipples are probably touching her shoe buckles.
Maybe they're not looking good now. Maybe she can tie them together and jump rope. But back in the day, back in 1997, she was a piece of ass. And Kathy Lee should just give Gif a whole pass on this.
Yeah. Amy, you hold up the tabloid and I see that picture of Nick Nolte. The picture of Nick Nolte is the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
The globe is fantastic. It's got Dr. Phil. It's got a bad picture of Kathy Lee. It's got Nick Nolte's mugshot.
Right.
It's got a defiant Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And then they waste all this time on Prince William and Charles and and Camilla. Ugh, you know what?
What is wrong with him? I'd like to know. I think he's gay.
I would rather F the rotting corpse of Lady Di than have sex with a live Camilla.
Wasn't that who he was cheating on when Lady Di was alive?
Yes, correct.
When Princess Diana was living, that gorgeous Princess Diana, and he is off like riding horseback and stealing a piece off of that fossil. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with Prince Charles?
I don't know.
That is like, hold on, I gotta come up with a modern day. Give me a second to come up, because I got a great analogy with that. Oh, God damn it. Oh, I know. That is like Brad Pitt cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Tony Soprano's sister. What's her name? Tarantino?
Yeah.
Janice Soprano.
Yeah,
her real name is she?
Aida?
She's not Tarantino. She's
Turturro. Aida Turturro, sister of John Turturro.
Right.
And then another, Nicholas Turturro, who was on NYPD Blue.
Mm-hmm. Correctamundo. Show today. Tons of stuff to get through. Let's start with the call 100. OMD, the jackpot now for Secret Sound number one is down to $175.
Well, we're in go time.
So I'm going to give you another absolute guaranteed winner clue.
Good. Winner.
To win the money when we come back. 877-365-3636. Call 100. Good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.